This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
I'm getting berated. Not by NC State fans that are mad.
Oh, really?
That I picked East Carolina outright 8 days from now. But instead, people who are mad that we're not giving the people what they want, which is Scott Graham, my dad, instead of Josh Graham.
Okay.
I don't think that's something that you really want. But after yesterday, when I casually dropped that he was close friends with the Macho Man Randy Savage and Eddie Murray, and who were some of these other wrestlers we showed you pictures of?
Paul Orndorff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Among others. Yeah. That became a focal point for Dennis Cox and for Chris Lee.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really the direction we should be headed in. Mm-hmm. So instead, let's go to the poll question here. And the question that Dennis Cox put out there at the Fan Rookie on Twitter, what should we be talking about? And the options, college football state champs, walk-up music, pro wrestling, Panthers Bills, pro wrestling and walk-up music neck and neck, the least votes going to Panthers Bills tonight. Really? Nobody's that interested in Panthers Bills. 7 o'clock, Taylor Zarzor and Steve Smith going to be on the TV call of that. Kristen Balboni on the sidelines. Tonight's really about who I don't want to see rather than who I want to see. I don't want to see Christian McCaffrey. Keep that dude in bubble wrap. Maybe run one of those decoy plays that you normally see in high school or in FCS college football, where it looks like he's doing a crane kick from Karate Kid or just falling backwards and acting like he's hurt. Actually, don't do that, because then that would probably scare us. That might be the one player not to do that, because we'd all believe the worst has happened. I guess what I'm saying is, I know what you got, Matt Rhule, when it comes to Christian McCaffrey. I don't need to see him. I get having Baker and the others out there. Baker needs some of that live action, Tracy. Throw him out there. See how he does with the ones. Dress rehearsal for those guys. Don't really need it for McCaffrey. College football state champs question. That got 22% of the poll. It's something I've been vacillating back and forth between here. What in-state team has the best shot at getting to the ACC championship? Wake, NC State, or North Carolina? Sorry, Duke. Mike Elko, year one. I don't think you really belong in this discussion. Is it weird I feel like North Carolina has the best shot out of State, Wake, and Carolina of getting to Charlotte because of the division they're in?
No.
I don't think Clemson's losing to anybody. Here's a stat to justify that. In the last 10 years, they've had first-round draft picks every year but one. Okay? That 1 year they didn't was 2018. The next year, they went undefeated, won a national championship. No Clemson Tigers were drafted this past spring in the first round. So all those dudes are back. And I hear a lot about this quarterback, Cade Klubnik, next to DJ Uiagalelei. And plus, NC State has to go to Death Valley. That's going to be really tough sledding. So I think North Carolina probably has the best shot. And for Wake Forest, until you know something about Sam Hartman, it's hard to really have any read on what they're going to be. Without him, you're not really an ACC contender. With Carolina, though, Miami? They won 7 games last year. New coaching staff. They were the preseason pick. The last 10 years, make it 11, the media has gotten it wrong picking the Coastal Division.
That makes sense.
Or I guess, let me make sure I get this right. 3 of the last 11 years, they've gotten it right, which means 8 times they have not. So, and Pittsburgh, The only team to ever repeat as Coastal Division champs was Virginia Tech in 07-08. Well, it's been a minute. North Carolina, I think there are only three teams that can win the Coastal. Carolina's one of those teams. I'd say they have those odds. What are you looking at me for? Pro wrestling? I guess this is your... You're a bigger pro wrestling guy than I am,
so I'll let you
take this.
Well, okay, well, you brought up a really interesting story about how your father was very close friends with Macho Man Randy Savage.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought up a story about how Roddy Piper actually used a bat that Eddie Murray gave to your dad to give to Macho Man, but he actually used it as a prop and destroyed his set and destroyed that bat.
That's right.
So I want to know what happened after that. That's why I got your dad on the line. I called your dad.
He's here?
That's right. Scott Graham joining us live here on the Adam Gold Show. Papa Graham, how are you, good sir?
Oh, no.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Oh, doing great.
Have you gotten out of bed, Dad?
I am. I'm enjoying your show, Josh. Just enjoying you doing the show.
Yeah, not my show. It's Adam Gold's show.
You're still in the chair.
Thank you.
All right. I have one question only. So after Roddy Piper used the bat that Eddie Murray gave you, which we're totally ignoring the fact that Eddie Murray gave you a bat to give to Macho Man Randy Savage. When that bat got destroyed and Macho Man found out about it, what was his reaction to that?
He was not happy. I got to tell you, Randy's a huge baseball fan, so I think that's part of the reason why he liked me. I played baseball at Towson State, and we talked baseball, which for him, I mean, he talks a lot about wrestling, obviously, but we would talk about baseball. He played for the Tampa Tarpons, drafted by the Reds. So I bragged about Eddie Murray, and I told Eddie about him. And if you Google it, the match was in Baltimore, Maryland. It was on Wrestling Superstars, which is where they tape 4 weeks of shows. So it was on October 4th, so the Orioles season was over. So he gave me one of his bats at the end of the year. So when I told Lanny and Randy, Lanny's his brother, that I had a bat for him, and I just sat it backstage. I just sat it sitting there by itself. And I went and I'm watching the matches with my brother and some of the family. And then I see Adrian Adonis go out into the Piper pit or whatever. They had a big flower shop. And the next thing I know, he's destroying this pit. He's knocking it over with a bat and destroying it. And I'm telling my brother, I'm like, surely that's not the bat that I brought Randy to sitting backstage. So later on, I went back there and whatever, and surely the bat was gone, and that bat was put to good use, destroying the stage of Adrian Adonis and the flower shop.
Excellent. Love you, Dad. Thanks for the time.
And Josh, last thing I want to tell you.
Uh-oh.
The next year is when I heard you talked about WrestleMania. So Randy invited me to WrestleMania in the Pontiac Silverdome. So,
yeah, WrestleMania 3.
In the front row and got to see Andre the Giant get picked up by Hulk Hogan and body slammed in front of 95,000 people. It was a great night.
Yeah, Dennis Cox is fainting. Thanks for the call, Dad. I already know how this goes. You need to get him off the line or this is going to go 18 more minutes. Got to do it. Get him out of here.
Thank you, Mr. Grant.
Love
that
you,
was
Dad.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there we go.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
That's great. That's pretty cool, huh? I did not know that was coming. Now let's get to something I do know is coming. And that is what won today's poll. Walk-up music. Why walk-up music? Because I feel obligated, sitting in Adam Gold's chair, to bring up Adam Gold's New York Mets. Edwin Diaz with the best walk-up music in baseball right now. The Mets closer. This is where it kicks in.
See, I feel like this does tie hand in hand with pro wrestling, though, because guys make their, women also make their entrances, and they have their walk-up music.
By God! That's Edwin Diaz's music!
I need that sound, man.
By God!
Just him going, wait a minute!
With God as my witness, he threw a 102-mile-an-hour pitch! I'm trying to think if this is as good as it gets. Obviously, Mariano Rivera, when you hear Enter Sandman, that's a tier.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
I mean, certainly teams have theirs as well, because you talk about Enter Sandman, Virginia Tech football certainly is known for that.
Kenley Jansen was a closer for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he still is, but I remember I went to a Dodger game a few years ago, and when he walks out there, it's to California Love, Tupac.
Okay.
And the entire, I get goosebumps thinking about it. It's just so cool when that song's playing at Dodger Stadium and you're walking out. Just like I'd imagine when you see Mr. and Mrs. Met playing a trumpet when Edwin Diaz walks out. It's a cool deal. Do you know what your walk-up music would be?
Oh, that's a tough one for me. That really is a hard one. I've actually been thinking about
this
for a while. But that's, I don't know.
I would like to keep people guessing. I love karaoke, not because I can sing, but because it's just a good time.
It's fun, yeah.
And I have no shame.
Yeah.
I always love keeping people guessing. So
you
when you
Taylor
see me
Swift.
With glasses, yeah, Taylor Swift's pretty good. When you see me with the glasses, you're not really expecting hip-hop. So when I throw Akon at some people, I see Jonathan Rann over there. What's up? He's about it. We need to figure out a time to do a karaoke night of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
I did karaoke night with Chris Lee one time.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
I don't think he sang.
I need to ask this about... I'm going to ask him this on air.
I don't think he sang. I sang. Sarah Sivian was involved in that night. I forget what I sang.
Okay.
But I do have a rule. Never sing the same song twice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. The rule. Okay. You can think on that a little bit, what your walk-up music might be. Maybe we can revisit that later. I don't know if it's as good as Edwin Diaz of the Mets, what he has going on. But a little Deacon Inferno, as the head men's basketball coach at Wake Forest likes to call it, on this Friday. Steve Forbes joining us. I'm Josh Graham, in for Adam Gold here on the Adam Gold Show. Let's go back to your European trip a couple of weeks ago. You and the team visited 3 different countries over 10 days, played in a couple of games. But while you were in Paris, you wrecked your bike on a bike tour. Steve, what on earth happened?
Well, Josh, I embarrassed myself in front of a lot of people from Paris. What do you call them, Parisians that day? I was going down a main thoroughfare, and if anybody has ever rode a bike in Paris, you know there's this little curve in between the bike lane and the cars. And I actually hit the curve, and I tried to come out of it, and I wobbled, and I came out of it, and then I went straight on my shoulder and my leg. Now, I bounced up like Sam Hartman in the pocket, like he got sacked, he's not hurt, he gets up, I'm okay. People are asking me, are you okay? I'm like, leave me alone. Really, my shoulder's killing me. My leg's bleeding. But, you know, I battled through, and like we expect our players to, I'm never going to go on another bike tour again in Europe. I can tell you that much.
Steve Forbes is with us here. Deacon Inferno, Disco Inferno, I guess. Would that be your walk-up music? I know you were a pretty good baseball player back in the day.
Oh, that would be perfect. I just listened to it. I just finished my daily walk here, and that was Disco 70s was my playlist today. So, yeah, I would go with that. I'd be fine with that.
All of your playlists seem to be 70s music. You texted me one time that you have, like, a Vietnam playlist.
I do. Yeah, well, I was born in 65 there, Josh. I mean, you know, a lot of my music that I listened to growing up was in the 70s. And so 70s and 80s. So that's the music that I like.
Okay. Fair enough. Steve Forbes with us here. I don't know if you know this, but our conversation's being transmitted across the state of North Carolina right now and on television. So please give me something good on this. Are you finally ready to reveal what your retirement gift was for Coach K?
No, because I haven't given it to him yet. It's a man that has, I'm sure he's got a lot of things, right? But I've got something in mind. I just haven't purchased it yet. When I do, I'll tell you. And I'm going to do it. Then I'm going to take a day and hopefully drive over there and see him and get a chance to visit with him. And then I'll give him my gift. But I spent a long summer, Josh. I mean, we had like 5 weeks of recruiting. We had 8 weeks of practice. We went to Europe. We had the draft. We had recruiting. It's just been, there's been a lot going on. So hopefully maybe slow down a little bit here, even though I doubt it.
Who's more difficult to shop for, your wife or Coach K?
Oh, definitely Coach K. Definitely. He's got, been around. I mean, he's got, I'm sure he's collected a lot of things. So my wife's not hard to shop for because she tells me what she wants and then I go get it. It's not that hard.
Steve Forbes, Wake basketball coach, is with us. When I talk to former players, you've already won over so many Deacon greats. Like we were talking to Ish Smith. He is a Wake Forest Sports Hall of Famer. It was announced this week, and he says you're the type of coach he would love to play for. And Chris Paul's going to be back in town. It was announced yesterday that he is going to have his high school gym at West Forsyth named after him, and also a locker room as well, as he poured a lot of money into the men's basketball program over there at Wake. He's spoken highly of you in the past. What does that mean to you that just in the last couple of years, people are proud of the direction Wake Forest basketball is headed in, at least the guys who are most noteworthy?
Well, it's very important to me, and I appreciate it. And I wish both of them had some eligibility left, because I'd be a lot better coach with those guys on the floor. But it's a player's program, Josh. I mean, it's not a coach's program. Coaches come and go. It's the player's program for life, you know, and I want them to be proud of the program. I've made that very clear from the day I got here. And not just the NBA guys, everybody. And so that's something that's been really important to me. I think I've had a lot of help with Mike Muse, who's, you know, works at the school, who was all the way back to being Skip's assistant, has really helped me a lot in that area, just reaching out to people and then being accessible. And I hope that continues. And I hope that more and more people and more former players want to come back and be a part of what we're doing.
I want to close with some tension, unfortunately, here, Steve. Forbes is with us here. We are aligned, Steve, in that Adam West is the best Batman, the best Batman portrayal. And I mentioned that yesterday, and I'm just getting flooded. I'm in the minority among the majority opinions that it's Christian Bale or somebody like that. Dennis Cox, who's producing this show, he says it's a dumb opinion that Adam West is the best Batman
portrayal. I did not say
portrayal.
Dumb
you
opinion.
Didn't agree with it. Steve Forbes, explain why it's the case.
Well, first of all, these are children, okay? These people are young. They have, you know, they probably haven't taken the time or lucky enough to watch the real Batman, Adam West, okay? The very first show that started in, the late 60s. So they're probably not hip to the game. And nobody's wore those tights better than Adam West, okay? He's the man. And so, you know, I don't even think it's close. And I haven't even watched this last one. I'm more of it. Actually, the Batman movie was on today, the original movie, you know, with Riddler, Catwoman, Joker, Penguin all trying to, you know, get Batman. And I was watching that this morning, actually, before I went on a walk. So you're going to have a really hard time. Well, you're not going to talk me out of that. I mean, there's just no comparison.
Dennis Cox, I just got one question for you. Does Christian Bale or Michael Keaton or Val Kilmer or George Clooney have a shark repellent?
No.
Do they, Dennis Cox?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Or I don't even know if they have the red phone, Steve.
Oh, I doubt it. I mean, Commissioner Gordon and, you know, I don't even know if they got do they really have the bat pole? That, you know, does the library open up and actually go down in the pole? I doubt it, you know. But, you know, hey, streets their own. They've got these really, like, big caves. Our cave has got, like, Apple and IBM before there was even Apple or IBM in it, okay? We had computers. Batman had computers before Apple, before IBM. So he's an innovator as well.
Okay. This might infuriate you. It was announced that HBO Max is making a Christmas Story sequel that's going to drop this winter. How do you feel about it?
That's got a high standard. I don't know. I mean, on the bucket list for the Forbes family is to spend the night in that house there in Cleveland. So I don't know if that's a high standard. We'll see. I'll have my Christmas Story Village up by then. We'll watch it and critique it. You know, I don't know. I can't really comment until I see the trailer or actually watch it. But it's gonna be tough. you know, that's going to be a bunch of new characters that going to be hard to relate to that, you know, that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm. Last year, you had a couple of promo events at Wake Forest where people got a Cousin Eddie hat, and yeah. You had a Deacon Daga where you were giving out these NASCAR-style T-shirts with your face on it and you on a bike.
Yeah.
Sarah Bradford has one of those T-shirts, by the way. She wears it around time to time. I appreciate the fact she wears that around time to time. What movies are we kicking around that we're considering? Not that we're going to do. We're not committing to anything. What movies are we considering for some promos next year?
I mean, I hadn't really thought about it, but, you know, now that the House of Dragon is back, you know, maybe we need to do something with the House of Dragon.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Or Game of Thrones. And, I'm a Peaky Blinders guy, too, now. I don't know how we can pull that in, but, you know, that off the top of my head, the Elvis movie's just come out. I haven't had a chance to see it yet. Maybe we can throw Elvis in there. I don't, you know, who knows? There's a Christmas Elvis somewhere, I'm sure. You know, we'll get it figured out. We'll get it. My son, Jonathan, I took him to college this week at the University of Tennessee and dropped him off, and he was wearing his Deacon Daga shirt around campus. I told him to walk by Nealon and Thompson Bowling with that on.
I can picture you, though, with Peaky Blinders wearing the Tommy Shelby hat. Like,
I've got one of those. I mean, I could get Sam Hartman in there. I think Sam's a big fan of,
he is.
of Peaky Blinders. So, I mean, I don't think I'm going to put a razor in my hat, you know. That's probably cool. But we'll see. You know, there's a lot of options out there. We'll just have to kind of go with it and see where we land.
Steve, it's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're okay after that bike accident. We'll talk sometime soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Steve Forbes, Wake basketball coach, joining us, and a fan of a ton of TV shows and pop culture entertainment of sorts. It was my favorite moment of ACC kickoff in Charlotte when Sam Hartman showed up in the Peaky Blinders Tommy Shelby hat.
Yeah.
I was standing next to DJ Uiagalelei talking to him, and he saw Sam walk by, and he goes, "Yo, Peaky Blinders." That was the highlight for me.
It definitely drew a lot of attention.
There is something that is stirring up social media right now.
Oh, yeah?
So there are a few HBCU blogs that are out there saying there's an issue at the airport right now relative to Florida A&M. So the initial report out here says that due to NCAA certification issues, Florida A&M might not be able to compete in Chapel Hill tomorrow, including
really?
Or at least a handful of players this week, including major starters. Players are currently, this is what's being described, like dealing with some stuff to the point where, and that was not the most credible of sources, but that was a few hours ago, which led to HBCU Game Day, which does a really good job covering all things HBCU, saying that they've got boots on the ground in Chapel Hill, and the FAMU camp is working on this, trying to figure out what the heck's going on. So I wouldn't leap to any conclusions yet. It's just something that's stirring right now. Trying to figure out, making sure everything's okay for tomorrow night's kick, North Carolina and FAMU. Got to make sure we get that game in. For FAMU's sake, you know, significant payday to play at North Carolina and an opportunity and the band and all the logistics of getting that all done. And for North Carolina, hey, you need that game to get you ready to be firing on all cylinders for the Appalachian State game next week, and boom. So we'll keep you updated. Just letting you know, not reporting anything here. A lot of people are stirring about that right now. So we'll pass along updates if anything comes down on that front. But right now, it's halftime.
And now your halftime entertainment.
That's interesting. That's a pretty developing thing for a day before a game.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people that I know are pretty responsible in covering stuff saying that as of right now, this is something that we're following. The team is still set to charter out later this afternoon.
Okay.
The As of right now, everything's fine, but there's just some rumors out there.
Yeah, so what's the potential question at hand here again?
Something regarding NCAA certification is okay. What was initially talked about. So I don't know exactly what that means, but there is a sports director in Tallahassee, Florida, named Allison Posey,
mm-hmm.
works for ABC 27, that's saying that as of now, the team still has a scheduled charter flight for later in the afternoon. She'll continue to keep us posted. So, folks are on this, and nobody has flat out said that, hey, why are you even talking about this? Rumors are erroneous. No, everything's all good. Nobody has said that yet, and the initial thing was sent out at 11:30 a.m., so a couple of hours ago. It's something's going on. Doesn't mean anything's going to happen with the game, but just wanted to pass along that we've seen this, and we want to make sure we keep you updated.
Okay.
There you go. What do you have?
Well, I don't know if it's anything as entertaining as that.
I don't know.
But are you a fan of, like, Kevin Smith, Clerks, Chasing Amy, any of those? Have you seen any of them?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you know, Clerks 3 is
coming
out this
fall. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Bunch of savages in this town. Clerks 3 is coming out this fall. Actually, debuts less than 3 weeks away. September 13th is when the movie debuts. Kevin Smith did reveal that there is going to be a special post-credits surprise trailer scene, potentially. Something post-credits. So if you go watch the movie, stick around. Which, by the way, he's actually doing a tour of the movie. We're basically taking it to specific theaters on certain dates. And he's actually coming to North Carolina a couple times. He's going to be in Charlotte. And then I know October 31st, he's going to be at the Carolina Theater in Durham. I will be there to come watch Clerks 3 with me.
When I think of Kevin Smith movies, mm-hmm. I think of collaborations with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. You talk about Dogma, for example. Did you see on the Damon-Affleck front that they are working together on a Nike movie?
No.
Where Ben Affleck is playing Phil Knight and Matt Damon's playing Sonny Vaccaro?
I did not know this.
There is a picture out there of them in full makeup dressed as those figures. I think it's specifically about how Nike got Michael Jordan to join their brand in the 80s.
That'd be cool.
That's something that's in the works right now. What is your favorite Kevin Smith movie?
It's between Clerks and Chasing Amy.
Yeah, Clerks. They're playing hockey on the roof, and it falls off the roof. Yeah. You guys got any balls down there?
Yeah.
Not going to finish the rest of that line.
Yep. You dingleberry.
That's excellent.
All right, speaking of movies, it looks like we're getting another Friday the 13th movie next year. Because we need more of those, apparently.
Better than gritty, dark, horror, slasher, Winnie the Pooh movies. That's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah. Apparently that IP, it's past like the 75 years where now it's part of the public domain.
Oh, really?
And apparently they're turning that into a slasher story where Winnie the Pooh's out here.
Yes.
Getting
evil piglet, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Robin.
It's one of the few impressions that I have.
I need that.
Very
in a
limited.
Mask.
It's limited.
In a mask.
It's that. I got a limited Jay-Z. It's all just one word. Like, Shia. That's all I got.
Okay.
On. I don't know if you have limited impressions, but that's what I'm working with.
I do have some. One I've actually done recently that I feel like I do pretty well is actually Matt Rhule.
Let me hear it.
Oh, you want me to do Matt Rhule impersonation for you?
I want to hear it.
How about after the show, we'll go back, we'll check the tape, we'll compare this one to an actual Matt Rhule, and we'll see if I put myself in a position to be successful.
I know you're pulling all the stories here for Halftime Entertainment, but something just popped up on my feed.
You can add to this.
That I think is specifically tailored for you and I. The good Lord, as Dabo would say, the good Lord has put this in front of us for us to talk about in Halftime Entertainment.
Give it to me.
Oh, I didn't know there was... Is there a transition here? I felt like I was on thin ice. What am I going to do?
You were.
Here we go. According to CNN, The University of Texas is offering a class on the songs of Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You know who would ace that?
Me.
You and John Rand. Our good friend John Rand, he would ace that class.
Uh-huh. See, the
he
University of Texas.
Absolutely would ace that class.
Hook 'em horns. Apparently, they're giving students the chance to study Taylor Swift lyrics.
Okay.
Alongside literary icons such as Shakespeare and Robert Frost.
All right.
The undergraduate course is titled The Taylor Swift Songbook. And it is a liberal arts honors program course. And this is something that you can take. Pretty exciting. I think I would do really well. Is that... Who would be the artist that you choose? If you could choose an artist to have be your course.
Oh, God.
We're studying lyrics.
Studying
that's
lyrics.
That's the course. Taylor Swift's pretty high up on that list. I'm what they describe as a Swiftie. That's me. And I think Coldplay probably would be. Please don't quote 40-year-old virgin on me here. Coldplay probably would be the only better choice, or the Avett Brothers.
All right, Avett Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's...
How about a better question?
Studying lyrics.
Where'd you go to college?
Shenandoah University in Virginia.
What's the most bogus class you took at Shenandoah University?
Oh, God. Because of the person that was teaching it. He was the men's basketball coach at the time. It was my sports marketing class.
Yeah.
It was extremely bogus.
I took Bowling 1000.
There you go.
And there was a Bowling 2000. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What would happen in that class, but Bowling 1000, just making sure you understand the rules and you show up. A lot of athletes in that class, as you would imagine. Like Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush taking underwater basket weaving once upon a time at USC. Uh-huh.
I bet that was actually hard to weave a basket underwater.
For sure.
I'd like to actually see an average person do that. Weave a basket underwater.
If I ever talk to Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart, now that they're in the media, first question, can you weave a basket underwater? That's what I would like to know.
I'd like to see him do that. Oh, gosh, the social media buzz they get, they just sit there and just did an Instagram reel or something along that, just weaving a basket underwater.
Boom.
They would just be like, yeah, let me show you how it's done. Let's see you do it.
Taylor Swift songbook
like
class. We're all
now,
for it.
I do know, this is me being the comic book fan that I am, I do know that there are, I have seen philosophy classes. Like, there's actually a book called Batman and Philosophy where it actually takes, like, his viewpoints and his philosophies about how he doesn't kill and actually ties that into, like, philosophical beliefs and stuff. So I've actually have seen that, which I think I would enjoy that very, very much. So that would be more along my lines. All right, final thing here real quick. FanDuel TV is, things are kind of getting reworked. So it used to be what's known as Television Games Network or TVG. They're getting rebranded as FanDuel TV because FanDuel is a majority owner of the station. And they're also going to be offering their own OTT platform as well, FanDuel Plus, because, you know, everyone's got to have their own app and stuff nowadays.
That's right.
But we're going to see... for example, Kay Adams, who worked on NFL Network's Good Morning Football from about 2016 to, I think, earlier this year, is going to be hosting a show. The folks at Pat McAfee and PMI Network, his crew, they're going to be doing some content original for them as well. And I'm wondering, as sports betting continues to get more legalized across more states, that if this is going to become more of a thing and they might just actually just have their own channel that you might see on YouTube or something along those lines.
Sup, North Carolina lawmakers.
Yeah, get on that. Basically, here in North Carolina, there isn't much reason for us to watch because we can't legally bet on sports in this state.
Yes, that's why we have to give out Adam Gold's units.
Yes.
In about 5 minutes.
Which we will be doing.
When we place your bets. I think that might be where we're headed. I do. Where FanDuel and DraftKings and whoever gonna just own all the sports stations and IP and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be where we're headed. Our DraftKings and FanDuel overlords. I don't know. Because gambling's not legal in North Carolina.
Oh, one last thing here. Meant to make note of this as well. PlayStation's increasing the price for a PlayStation 5. Not that it's already hard to get anyway, but they're increasing the prices on it. But Xbox has said for their Xbox Series S and Series X, not increasing the price. Hence why Xbox is better.
And that's been Halftime Entertainment. This is the song I normally start my radio shows to every day. Because guys like Joe Giglio and radio folks in the Triad, maybe even some out east, have this mindset that you need to tough through things. Don't be soft. I'm attempting to do 6 hours of radio yesterday and today. So that's 12 hours in 2 days. That's my East Carolina education at work there. And before we get to place your bets, what's the latest that we have right now on this rumor that was put out there by Rattler Nation, which follows FAMU things, that there might be a disturbance of the force, so to speak, trying to get this game, get the Rattlers to Chapel Hill to play the Tar Heels tomorrow night?
So, since we are going to get into bets, we haven't been able to find a betting line all week. So yeah. Maybe Vegas has known something that we haven't this whole week. But the rumor floating around is that their officials for both schools are still preparing to play the game in Chapel Hill tomorrow. Now, this is according to HBCU Game Day. So, again, report by Rattler Nation, closely follows FAMU. They're reporting that at least 24 players who are ineligible to play against UNC on Saturday night, including many key starters, the remaining players reportedly refused to get on the bus to board the plane, according to the report.
Upset that those starters aren't eligible.
Yeah,
not
so
able to play.
That
would be the NCAA certification issue.
Yes, so I'm not sure if it's a paperwork thing potentially where things didn't get filed properly with the NCAA by the school. That we don't know. But apparently, rumor floating around is there might be upwards of 24 plus players for FAMU ineligible to play. Now, here's something to keep in mind, because they are a FCS school, that their maximum scholarship allotment is 63.
Mm-hmm. And a third of those players are transfers, too, I should note, for FAMU.
Yeah.
Like 20 plus.
And that could be where the eligibility thing runs in, potentially, depending on when they transferred in, because with the transfer portal, yes, you can be eligible to play right away if you transfer within a certain window or mm-hmm. you file for the transfer portal by a certain time. So maybe that's part of it. I'm not entirely sure. Nevertheless, if you take away 24 plus guys off of 63 eligible scholarship players, you're looking at under 40 scholarship players to play.
Here's what we know for sure. There is a scheduled chartered flight for FAMU later this afternoon to get into Chapel Hill. There are some rumors that this flight out of Tallahassee is going to be delayed. That has not happened yet. They're still scheduled to fly out at their original time, and Carolina officials are still saying that the show goes on, that the game's going to happen. But we want to let you know that we've seen this, and we'll keep you posted if there are any updates that become available. Now let's place our bets.
Place your bets. Place your bets. Here we are.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slide.
Death! Okay, you can owe me. I owe you this.
I'll get us started. Tomorrow, Utah State in week zero is facing UConn. I'm just going to blindly bet against UConn. What's the number? 27? Sure.
Okay.
100 units? I will lay 27. UConn lost by more than 30 points in 7 of their 11 games last year.
Ugh.
UConn's defensive coordinator quit a couple weeks ago.
Goodness.
I like Jim Mora Jr., who takes over there. You remember him? He used to be the Falcons coach. UConn. It's UConn. Meanwhile, Utah State, Blake Anderson, former coach at Arkansas State, won 11 games there last year. I think he's going into year 3 now with the Aggies. Give me the Aggies to cover 27 against the Huskies.
Okay. So that's a -110 on the point spread.
There you go.
All right, Bills, Panthers tonight. You know what? I'm going to take the Bills +210.
Yo! Come on.
Hey, man, Case
Panther
Keenum.
Panthers starters are
Case
playing
Keenum
in the
is
first quarter.
Light it up.
Case Keenum.
Hey, honestly, the underdogs on the money line for preseason have done quite well for me so far. I'm actually 3-for-4 on those.
Case Keenum, I remember watching him in Houston put up 56 on my ECU Pirates.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Duke could sling it back then.
And speaking of my ECU Pirates, Pirates outright against NC State next week.
Yeah.
There, I said it. There are a lot of people hinting at it, beating about the bush. Hey, you know, watch out. Maybe upset alert. NC State fans, we're worried about this one. Going into Greenville. Feels like no one's just going out there and saying it, so I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
East Carolina wins this game. I don't know what you get.
+300 is the betting odds.
Boom.
On that.
ECU outright against the Wolfpack. We'll talk about it with Joe Giglio and Steven Igo when they join us in the roundtable in about 30 minutes.
All right. Speaking of NC State, +750 to win the ACC.
Whoa.
I'm taking it.
Explain.
What's to explain? ANC State wins the ACC +750. I'm taking the bet.
Ah.
That's the explanation. That's
okay.
It. That's the tweet.
There it is. I guess both those things could be true. ECU could beat NC State a week from now, and NC State still take care of business in their conference games.
Yeah.
That could happen. Probably not likely. That's probably not what the middle of the Venn diagram looks like if one sign says ACC winning NC State team and a team that loses in Greenville, America. There probably is no middle of the Venn diagram there.
No.
One more bet for me. Alabama plus, I think I got 170 here.
175.
175.
Yeah.
To win the national championship.
Okay.
I put a poll question out here earlier today. Alabama, Ohio State, or the field? That's it. Like, you get Alabama and Ohio State, or you get the field in college football this year. 58% of those voting say Alabama or Ohio State, and I'm with them. I think that's what we're going to see this year.
Okay.
Last year, pretty cute. You had the group of five team that got in, and hey, Michigan was unranked and got into the four for the first time. I think Alabama and Ohio State are going to get back. And seems like we're destined for a Bama-Ohio State national championship. So I will take those two against the field. One more for you.
One more for me. There's a lot of different things I can go. You see, normally on a Friday, I'm either giving UFC fight bets or lacrosse bets for a Premier Lacrosse League.
I know one
thing. And I have neither of which this weekend.
I know one thing. Do not, unless you hate yourself,
okay,
do not bet Hawaii week zero action.
Okay.
Don't do it because it'll be stressful. It'll be a hold on to your butt situation. Game kicks off at 10:30 Eastern, and you know it's going to come down to the last drive, Vanderbilt and Hawaii. As true as, like, my voice on your TV or on your radio dial. People still have dials, right?
Yeah.
As true as that is, it's true that we're going to see Vanderbilt and Hawaii coming down to the wire at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Might have that. All right, my final pick, I'm actually going to go to the EPL. Brentford versus Everton. Give me a draw +245.
Oh! Rooting for ties. That's like betting unders in college football.
Well, hey, you know, it's a better bet. It's a better bet. Also, real quick, and apparently this is according to an individual who's been tweeting about the FAMU situation. Apparently, wheels are up.
Wheels up.
Wheels up.
Wheels up.
Now, again, that doesn't
we'll
mean
see if that's
that
true.
Everything is, as of right now, everything's good to go for tomorrow, but who knows when they arrive what potentially could happen.
Correct. Stay vigilant. Keep your head on a swivel. As always.
This is the Adam Gold Show.